listen to me.
It was a late summer evening in August last year when we sat in after a podcast and someone brought in some chocolates. We all got angry. We all got up and about and we started this massive discussion. That episode was lost. So we're back here today to right a wrong, to record something very special, something different on Better on Paper we don't normally touch on. We do like to engage a lot of debates and arguments. But this time we're stepping outside of the football field and into the chocolate arena, the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory per se is our lovely intro there.
It's a good intro, yeah.
time now for the fascinating chocolate debate that was forever lost on my laptop last year. And we're going to be doing it. And yes, I know there's a 360 camera in front of me, but we're going to ignore the fact that it's here because we want you to enjoy the track.
You get to plug just the fact that we're doing it. So if you're listening via podcasts, you can also go into Facebook.
Lots of backseat host.
Well, hopefully that's how people.
expand the brand.
Hopefully that's how people are watching us, which is concerning because it's not a medium we succeed on too far well. Anyway, we've got a full panel in, except for Jared McAleese
And Lou Gillette.
We will call unexpectedly and see if he picks up. Chocolate podcast. Ben, we start pretty straight and simple, I think, with the most important factor for people of our demographic, students, with your cost over worth factor. And you've got a pretty early nomination, I think, for this category.
Yeah, look, unlike some people in our podcast who believe that it's the bigger the chocolate for cheaper is the best.
Doesn't matter, Dave.
The Curly Whirly was 99 cents. It was a big chocolate. And it had caramel in it. It was a great chocolate value for money. I don't care if it's $1.20 now.
And we've muted him.
You got it out of your system? I'm going to throw up the early nomination for the best value for money bar, and you carry on about caramel. A lot of bars have caramel, including the mighty Chomp.
Chomp!
Now, I did have an example Chomp, but I ate it. So, I apologise to everyone watching on the Facebook Live.
To be fair, Benjamin, the listeners would have very much known you were eating a Chomp by the real Chomp in your mouth, because it's not an easy bar to kind of eat.
It doesn't matter how easy it is. That's the satisfying thing. It's a battle with the Chomp. Now, Joshua, I know last year that didn't get good reception. I think because I tried to float it as the best chocolate bar, I was just simply trying to say...
Too much.
Yeah, exactly. You're just trying to say it's a good value for money. Now, am I out of my mind? Is it better than the Curly Whirly? What's this bloke on?
No, it's definitely better than the Curly Whirly. Yeah. The Curly Whirly is
99.
Like...
How much is the Chomp?
85 cents!
Just bought one.
Okay. The Curly...
Back in your box.
I'm going to put out a weird nomination.
Yeah, go on.
Summer Roll.
No.
Oh,
no.
Summer Roll. Is that the nougat one?
Cannot deal with coconut.
Genuinely one of the better better chocolates out there. Only about $1.20, I think.
Mel Horsey's only thrown up in her own mouth.
That is such a hard no for me. I couldn't get further away. I'm going to swap seat.
Come back over here.
Have to do that now because it's visual.
We've committed. No, but this is a good argument. Where does coconut lie in people's comfortability with chocolate?
It's not in the best category, but good solid summer.
It's around there with pineapple on pizza. Doesn't deserve to be anywhere near.
The summer rolls are great. Get off Flinders Street Station. They've got that little milk bar there.
Yeah.
It's the perfect option
for
that.
There's a sugar station there. You can get any chocolate bar you want.
No,
you're going to go to the summer
roll.
You're
fat. Get strong.
Because that chomp is cheap.
Because you get straight off the train. It's right there. You don't have to go up to the middle platform where all the plebs are. You can just go straight out.
Okay, this is getting very specific.
I mean, if the listeners didn't know, David did go to Xavier, and that's why he refers to the normal person as
Blouse. We're not going to get into sledging on Xavier here, because I'm not going to end up well by association.
Sorry, what car did you drive?
Let's move away from personal attacks.
We run most of the chocolate companies, so we know the best.
Let's move away from personal slandering, which you've been pretty heavy on, Finn. Where do you sit on, I guess, some of our next range, our next category up, which I guess is kind of your bottom rung sort of level chocolates, because someone's put a Mars bar in front of me.
Before we move on from that, can we have at least a show of hands?
I think we've all agreed the Chomp.
The Chomp is the best value for money, isn't it?
All right, Chomp. Chomp.
I think the Chomp's irrelevant.
Your call could not be connected.
There's Louis Gillett. He's out.
Before we quickly move on to the middle tier, Joshua, if you're going to call the mighty Chomp irrelevant, then you've got to throw something up in return that isn't a summer log or a... What do you got?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I was going to save it for the underrated category, but I guess it's one in the same. Mm-hmm. Bueno.
Know. What?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
How cheap, though? What are we looking at on a price factor?
No, they reduce them pretty regularly at Woolworths to like 95 cents.
I was about to
say,
I always go for whatever's on special, which tends to be like one in two chocolate bars.
It's because it doesn't sell.
The Bueno is so underrated. It's actually delicious. So that's where I'll put my vote there.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'd never buy a chocolate. I would never put money on.
That is solidified Nutella, pretty much. It's a good one.
Kinder Delight. Is it Kinder Delight?
Kinder Surprise, mate.
Kinder Surprise.
Yeah, Kinder Surprise.
You're having a meeting today, aren't you?
Great value.
Yeah, no. And you get a toy.
And you get a toy.
A toy takes you back to the old days.
Like, at the Happy Meal, once I went through a Happy Meal, once I went through a McDonald's drive-thru, asked for just the toy in the Happy Meal. This was my mum asked on behalf of me. I was very young. It was 1 week ago. No, it wasn't. They asked for one. They made you pay $2 for it.
Yeah, because so many people do. They can make money off it.
But Kinder Surprise, bang, you get the toy and the chocolate. It's a double delight.
No. I feel like you just really wanted to mention that encounter.
Okay, I've got a contentious one here. I want your opinions on the Turkish Delight. Because for me, elegance, just tasty.
Can I tell you a story on this?
It's different, it's lovely.
If this is going to be positive, you're not coming in the next podcast.
No, it's not really positive, it's confused.
But it is.
So I grew up brainwashed by my parents. You know how no one likes Turkish Delights? So no one likes Turkish Delights, but you know, whenever you buy a box of favourites, the Turkish Delights are always the last ones to get eaten. My parents brought me up and they convinced me that Turkish Delights were everyone's favourite. And so when I was like six, we used to go to the supermarket and I'd be like, Mum, can I get a Turkish Delight? And that was like my chocolate of choice because they trained me and brainwashed me into thinking Turkish Delights were good. So I would eat them.
But
they trained me to do that.
I used to get green lollies because I like the colour green, even though I don't like lime.
That's criminal.
I'd be calling child services if I knew that earlier.
Emancipation order from that. That's
another piece of the puzzle clicks into place.
First of all, they mispronounce their last name, and then they give you the wrong chocolate as well. It's disappointing for the Horsey family.
Convince me to be a doctor or something. That would have been.
Get a job.
A doctorate in journalism.
But anyway, so there you go. So I was brought up thinking everyone loved Turkish Delights. Didn't hit me till like 14 that no one likes Turkish Delights. So I'm off them.
Turkish Delights.
Sorry.
It's a great chocolate. I'm putting it up.
I'll say one thing. I don't like Turkish Delight itself, but the actual Cadbury chocolate version of it is actually really good.
Yeah,
so
good
well
call.
Played by them for
agreed.
Making it.
Yeah.
Making
they've capitalised on what was a very poor kind of product and made it. What? Really nice.
Any other categories?
So we've gone from some verbal slangs across the table to a bitter story about Mr. and Mrs. Horsey. So there's real sorts of emotions being opened up. We don't want to keep listeners too long on this one. So let's move up to, I guess, some of your real bottom tier chocolates. And I mentioned before, someone put a Mars bar in front of me. Now, I don't know if it's a sort of an icon or anything, but can't stand them. Thoughts?
What?
I'm not a Mars bar fan.
Turn it up.
Moros. If you eat a Moro.
We had this discussion last year.
Yeah. Mate, if you eat a Moro, you genuinely deserve to be shot to death.
A bit of background context that we were discussing about what chocolate would you go for out of a box of favourites.
You'd never go the Moro. I'd go the Turkish Delight over the Moro.
A Mars is the Woolworths and the Moro is the Aldi.
But it's
the popularity of Aldi. It's just pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Yeah. I hate it.
You know what I said last time we were discussing this? If anyone who has a Moro just needs to add an N to the end of that word because they are a moron.
I just don't want to have to, you know, brush my teeth thoroughly after every single chocolate bite of a chocolate bar I have. That's my
seems slightly
quick,
redundant.
That's my quick. There's levels of caramel, and I think the Mars bar just it's too aggressive.
Feel like
for
having
me.
A shower after having a Moro, just dirty. It's disgusting.
Can I just say on the Mars bar thing? I had it down in my carefully prepared notes for today as overrated, most overrated chocolate bar.
I write that.
How about we move into overrated?
Just very quickly, Mars v Snickers. I feel like they're pretty similar.
Well, Mars v Snickers, Twix. Like Snickers. It's always Twix in that scenario.
No, considering I've never eaten a Snickers in my life, I'm going to have to go the Mars. Right,
Snickers is good. Snickers is good. In that, but Twix out of the three because they are from the same branding.
And great commercials as well.
On Snickers, though, what about Picnic? What do we think of Picnic?
Yes.
For me, it's overrated.
Yes,
I've never enjoyed
Picnic. Underrated Picnic.
Picnic's unique, but it doesn't really know what it wants to be.
No, it doesn't. Are you a nut? Are you a chocolate bar?
Are you a biscuit?
Your ratio is just not great.
It's the perfect.
They're just like, it's having some identity issues.
Tell you what was a major disappointment, Picnic Fugglies.
Sorry?
The Fugly Purple Picnic.
What did you call us?
That's what they call it. The Picnic Fugly Bar.
What's a Picnic Fugly?
The purple one.
I'm going to Google this.
There's a purple picnic, and it's like supposed to be a fruity, nutty bar, and it's the biggest disappointment.
I'd personally rather die than eat a Snickers or a...
Or just fruiting chocolate.
But in general, to be fair, I probably would
die. You will die.
360 camera users. I'm holding it on my phone, so if you want to scroll around to me, you can see the picnic fugly.
Fruit does not exist in chocolate.
And one very quick one. I don't like Cadbury Mint. Because if I want to be healthy and have fresh breath, I'll have a chewy.
But the mint, the Arnott's mint biscuits are like the best things ever. So I can't hate mint and chocolate.
And the latest Cadbury. Last one before we move on, the latest Cadbury, the Cadbury Fabulicious things that they put in the.
Go to hell.
Get stuffed, mate. No.
Death penalty. Death penalty.
It's already perfect. You know the Cadbury Fabulicious. It's got like the colourful like
marvelous,
sprinkles
marvelous
on the.
Marvelous creations.
Fabulicious. Settle down, Fergie. Let's move on.
They should use it as the artificial human natural selection.
But
this
right.
What's this Fergalicious? So, Mel, you raised it before. Now. Let's move on, or else this is just going to turn into a bit of a... Donna, overrated. You mentioned it.
Yeah. For me, my vote's the Mars bar.
Obviously, yeah. As number one. Mm. As number one. Okay, that's interesting. David, I feel like you've got a lot of thoughts in general. Have you got something for us?
Really?
He's got a lot of...
Really? Okay.
He's got a lot of hatred in his heart.
I think... I'll come back to me for that one. I'm going to figure out which one's overrated because there's a few. So someone else can.
I think the Curly Whirly might be up there.
I don't think it's very rated, to be honest.
It's one in, what are we, one in six? One in six absolute dickheads come out and use it as a one of the best underrated.
99 cents, length, taste, all of the above, mate. It gives you the edge you want. If it's 99 before it became over a dollar.
It feels a gap in your life, David.
It was perfect.
If I wanted to pull my damn teeth out, I'd pull my tooth out.
I have lost a tooth on Curly Whirly.
Okay, I'm gonna people stop. People love red skins to get out of the chocolate, and that goes everywhere. That sticks more
I thought we'd moved on from the Curly Whirly, but apparently we had not. Apparently there is in rage burning inside everyone.
Segregation.
So we're going to move on to a slightly left field topic because there's a Milky Bar also in front of me. So I want to discuss people's thoughts on chocolate variations.
Best ad.
White best or ad. Dark. Let's best Ben, ad. starting with you.
Or not. All right. I'm a sucker for both white and dark chocolate. I was raised similar to Mel, but the opposite in a sense of I was told dark chocolate is the absolute worst thing in the world because my old man loved it, in which case I'd never touch it. I think he told me I was allergic to it at one stage because I was allergic to a lot of things.
Just a quick slap in the face to people who say, dark chocolate's really good for you. It's chocolate, mate.
I say that to myself, shut up.
I'm big on
some fruit.
I couldn't even tell you what the brand is, but it's the ones where it's the dark chocolate and raspberry, or it's got the orange or something for it. Dark chocolate raspberry in the small block, they're about nay big camera, and they are top notch. In saying that, white chocolate in the Milky Bar, just because of the reminiscent factor of the Milky Bar kid. Like,
I love that.
Lindor white chocolate balls are possibly...
Shout. I'm sorry. Anyone who says dark chocolate is lying to themselves.
Okay, stop right there.
I'm sorry. Dark chocolate is nothing.
Dark chocolate is my life.
What does it taste? It tastes like plastic.
It's a mature taste, so obviously not
there. Okay, so it's a mature taste. In other words, it tastes like plastic. Just get milk chocolate and
A hard no. I'm not even gonna.
You're lying to yourself.
But I love dark chocolate.
I'm gonna try
Lucha
again.
Just say
while you talk.
While you guys are on this white chocolate thing. I was thinking the other day, and if I met someone that liked white chocolate, that's a relationship deal breaker for me.
Really?
I don't trust anyone that likes white chocolate.
So if I throw you the middle between, the top deck.
Oh, mate, so good.
Yeah, top deck.
Oh, hold on.
Relationship might survive.
Oh, I haven't even mentioned... Oh, no, wait, we haven't got to the best chocolate yet, but I'm just saying.
She's built it up.
No, I've never seen a man more out of form on radio than David today.
I'm not wearing a suit. The one time I get a 360 camera, I'm not wearing a suit. Oh, dear, this is poor from me.
No, all right, Josh, you raised the question, so I feel like you've got a few feelings about it. We'll start with dark chocolate. Give us your take.
Yeah, I've grown into it. I agree with Mel. It's a mature taste that you develop into. I think it's Lint's. Right, I just think it's Lint that does the raspberry and orange varieties.
That's change your life kind of stuff.
It is good.
But on the flip side, I think I'm growing away from white chocolate because it was more of I don't know, for some reason, it was a childhood thing with me, and now I'm kind of growing away from it and stepping away. So.
The white freckle you used to get in the party bags, they were the ones that reminds me of being a kid.
I'm not saying I won't eat it, but if I have the option, I will. which often more I'll often you do.
I'll count you all one that could probably go into underrated. I'm not too sure how many people actually eat it. The Milky Bar chocolate, but the cookies and cream. So it's got the cookies.
I'll allow that.
I feel like you're backpedaling a lot from this white chocolate thing.
I'm just saying, like, it comes back to the box of favourites thing again. And if you're putting your hand in there for the white choc,
that's an issue.
You're out of my life.
Well, see you later, Mel. Nice knowing you.
Don't buy a block of white chocolate at a supermarket.
You can't do that. There's too much sugar in white chocolate. It's like a tiny little piece of chocolate.
But anyway, but I'll pay the choc chip Milky Bar because it is good.
I think sugar conversation. I think if you're buying a block of chocolate, you're not really concerned about how much sugar is in there.
The word help shouldn't be mentioned in this podcast.
We're talking about chocolate's good for you.
Stop lying to yourself. In the words of David Zeta, go have a piece of fruit.
That's right.
If you're having dark chocolate for being good for you, go sort your life out.
Please never say in the words of David Zeta ever again. Let's move on.
I've actually said that a few times in the words of David Zeta myself.
Let's move on to sort of. Let's find an even middle ground with some chocolate bars, because there's some that are just well appreciated and play their role.
The good old
Stewie
Jew,
but aren't necessarily a fan favourite.
Freddo's. I think Freddo's going to be in that category.
Yeah, Freddo's.
Like, nice variety, stock standard chocolate bar, always good or not.
You can't have the giant one, though, because it's too much. Freddo's. Unless it's got something in it. It's just too much plain chocolate.
I've missed one, and we're going to come back to this really quickly, but one, I wouldn't call it underrated, there's just not enough of it around, the raspberry Freddo.
I was about to say that.
Strawberry Freddo.
You should have a raspberry or a strawberry milk instead of dark chocolate.
Why have Cadbury not put that into a block yet? They've put pineapple, they've put mint, green goo shit, but they won't put the strawberry in.
I think they have.
They
put it in the three colour one snack.
I want it by itself. I don't need it in a snack.
Hold on.
I need to buy it.
I'll have the yellow and orange. You can have the pink.
That's not the point.
See, you've got to find someone like that in your life that'll have the yellow and orange.
See, I've got
that's
someone in my
beautiful.
Life who takes the strawberry ones before I get to the
block. After the suggestion came out that we'd do this chocolate podcast, I had a conversation with my girlfriend about chocolate taste, and we discovered we have literally the complete opposite tastes. We meet in the middle in biscuit chocolate, but everything else. She doesn't like Lindt.
This isn't marriage counselling.
How can you not like Lindt?
All right, everyone, before we get too far, I'm just going to call up Lou Gillette. I think he may be ready to take a call from us just to talk about his favourite chocolate. Talk amongst yourselves.
Where is he right now?
He's in Aubrey.
Hague's one of those ones that perhaps the upper class delve into a bit, but when you get your hands on it, oh my God, it's just gorgeous.
Barrett.
Hague's.
Talking about chocolate?
Yes, Hague's.
He's about to make love.
Your call could not be connected.
Hague's is a relationship deal breaker for me.
That's a class.
You're too if you go to Hague's regularly, you're too rich.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to know you.
Powers of the proletariat with Finn Devlin. If you are engaging in that kind of chocolate behaviour, it is just a complete deal breaker. If you don't like Lindt, though, I want to get onto that. Your point. There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Have they
Lindt
even
balls
tried
particularly.
Lindt? Oh, Lindt balls.
Lindt balls.
Majestic.
They melt in your mouth. They actually melt in your mouth. We're ringing.
Here we go. We're on the money.
We're on.
Like phone a friend.
Oh. I'm trying to find my way back home from Aubrey and my phone's like dying, so no, I hope this is very important.
Hello, how are you? You going well?
I'm on speaker, aren't I?
You may or may not be on the Chocolate Better on Paper podcast, Lou. We just wanted to...
Lou,
very quickly.
What did I say? This better be something important.
And luckily for you, it is. It's the chocolate debate on Better on Paper.
We're gonna give you
this
three.
Is the best of both worlds.
We're going to give him quick
very
three,
quickly,
because
yeah,
we don't want you to get lost in Aubrey. We've seen your
He's
story.
Working
it's
for
not
win.
Good. Just quickly, the most underrated chocolate bar in your mind, Lou. We need some quick fire answers.
You can't just throw this at me when I haven't had any time to think about it. I don't know.
I'm going to prop the chomp as an idea.
Never someone short,
yeah,
of, a,
no,
short of an idea.
Quite about. I knew you had that agenda.
Lou, I said the curly whirly.
I'll say this, and people will probably disagree with me, Twix is still the most underrated one.
Because even though it's generally rated pretty well,
it is probably like the best bar. It's got everything you could want in a chocolate bar out there. So it's not like it's rated poorly, but it should be rated in like the top two or three, and it is not. And for that reason, Twix is underrated. I'm going home. See you later.
No, don't just hang up on us, mate. You can't be doing that.
We need you overrated as well.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Is he actually
He's gone.
Gone.
He's gone.
I'll tell you what, gets a job at Wynn, and the, oh, mate, the ego.
The country folk. In my opinion, this is the best of both worlds. He comes in with a good shout, but you don't have to look at his appalling head the whole podcast.
The fact that we just made
a guest phone
call for a chocolate podcast is probably enough. We had someone on.
Yeah.
All right, then. I think it might be time to move on to the serious stuff. We have done 19 minutes of just bickering about some nonsense. I want your one answer of if you walk into the supermarket... Uh-huh. And I don't want top threes. You have to be definitive here. I know it's hard. I've got a few, but I'm going to pick. I want to start with you, David, because I feel like, again, you've just got a lot of thinking going on up in there.
I disagree again.
Lots of thinking going up in here.
If you walk into that almighty confectionery aisle...
I've got like three, though.
I'll give you two. I'll give you two each.
Oh, even that's hard.
Two each. Right, won't be generous then. You get your one.
All right, so the one that I think that no one has mentioned, but it's got a very special place in my heart and in my stomach, is the Wonka Bar. Now, hold on. No, wait a second. The Wonka Bar, you used to be able to buy, the actual Wonka Bar, the big Wonka Bar, you could buy at the newsagents.
And it was wrapped in like the golden ticket.
Ticket covering in it. And the chocolate was actually fantastic. I think it had a bit of crunch, just a tiny bit of caramel.
Is it still around?
No, I've been looking for it for years.
I'm back on this. That's a great choice.
That is very good.
I haven't seen it for about... I was about 8 years old.
That's your nostalgic one. Give us your modern day. You're walking in and you know the Wonka has gone to God.
Jesus. I reckon the Cadbury with crunchy. The Cadbury chocolate bar with crunchy. Now, we used to sell it a lot in the fundraiser things. I used to buy it all the time. You know the Cadbury, and it had like the picture of the crunchy. So with Mel's very confused, as usual.
It's like it's just a little block.
Yeah.
It's a block of chocolate that just says Cadbury Dairy Milk, and then underneath it
with
says
like
crunchy.
Crunchy. Right. Which is you haven't lived, again. Too much
it's interesting because crunchy really does belong on the overrated list for me. However, I see where you're coming from.
So was that. And just FYI, the other thing was 12 because it's Cadbury and Flake. And Flake's such a difficult
thing
to have.
You've just broken the rules. I thought we got two.
I'm just saying this is my second. My quick runner-up is 12.
Get him out. Guards, get him out. Get him out.
Flake, the one bad thing about Flake, it's a great chocolate, but it goes everywhere.
Oh, he's throwing another one in there. Go
on. No, I'm saying 12
I'm
going to
put the foot down right now. Thank you, David, for your contribution.
Cadbury
You are never getting on the chocolate pot. Again, you've broken all rules. We had one rule.
I'm surprised there's going to be an episode two.
This is it.
You feel like we've got it all out. Okay, going around. Alex, it's a bit difficult because we're sharing a mic. Give us your number one.
Okay, it's got to be Twix. I echo what Lou said.
I rate it.
Okay, Twix.
Best chocolate.
We get a perfect ratio. I was on Twix bandwagon from day one. I will innovate that
from
the start.
He did buy the Twix for himself.
I did. And when I brought in the chocolate bars that started all this about 8-9 months ago, that began the first ever chocolate debate, I maintained that Twix is the one thing. That you go into a store and you go, bang, that's mine. That's it. Perfect ratio of chocolate to biscuit. Perfect ratio of chocolate to biscuit to caramel. And they're tossing around a Milky Bar and it's just tin pot in relation to what is the gold.
We think you're bandwagoning antics to tin pot.
I'm going to have to stop you there.
Did you say the golden standard? Because that's a good play on words for me.
I've never seen Alex as passionate about anything in my life. No. Except for the
I stopped listening halfway through the morning.
If we weren't sharing the same mic,
it's what we deal with on the PL podcast like every week.
I'm going to stop you there. You did raise a good point before we move on. The crunchy is overrated in a sense of one half of the crunchy is probably the best chocolate of all time.
What?
The other half is literally worse than death. You know how one side of the crunchy is soft and you get that and on the right hand side, the side.
I always feel thirsty after I've had crunchy.
It seems like they never got it right. Yeah. But this is the thing. There's an alternate to crunchy and they get it right and it's the best thing ever.
Is this your number one?
Crumble is number one.
Violet Crumble.
Violet Crumble.
Please.
See, to me, Violet Crumble is the Moro of... Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it is.
No.
See, Alex used the word just then, tin pot. And I believe that's what the Violet Crumble is to the Chocolate Society.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to sit in my corner and eat my Violet Crumble.
I enjoy that you've
it's the Queenslander in you.
The Vic Bias.
I don't have a single iota of Queensland.
What's the Vic Bias chocolate? Like, what chocolate do you think this is Vic Bias playing a part in how much they like it?
Good question. dark chocolate, I reckon. People get all pretentious about it and think that they're much more elite than the rest of us, when in reality they're much below the rest of
To the left, you'll see.
Yeah. This one here. Don't look at it, actually.
I like dark chocolate and I think I'm better than you.
And her football team's better than yours too.
She doesn't need dark chocolate to mean anything. She always thinks that.
The Fitzroy under 9 football teams are currently better than mine.
Thank you for your input. We love to let the special comment every now and then. Thank
special,
you.
Special.
Mel, please save us. Get it out of the soul. We've had a couple bad ones in a row. What are you?
Since when do you become the dictator of this?
I know.
Well, David kept trying to talk about the Curly World instead of hosting. Mel took over Josh's microphone because she wanted to yell at Finn.
Josh is hosting.
Now, can we move on? Melissa.
He's a very calm
please
host.
Give us...
Hashtag bring back
one.
David. I'm never going to say it again, but bring back David.
I think everyone's off today.
Mel.
Anyway, I've been thinking, I don't really have a definitive answer. I mean, Stop. No, pathetic. I don't have like several to give you. I just feel like I go through ebbs and flows. So like my flavour of the month at the moment is the Bueno. But
you can't have the underrated as your top.
Pick one. Come on.
Dark chocolate. Probably in general. Well, at the moment, I'm now a dark chocolate person. But back in the day, if I went in and bought a block of chocolate, it would have been hazelnut, milk choc, Cadbury.
What?
I don't really buy bars.
Who are you, mate?
You're not on
hazelnut. No. The Violet Crumple Man
up.
Can't
he's
walk out.
You
can't.
That's
done.
Rubbish.
Something about a pot enough. Calling a kettle black.
That's fair enough from Finn.
You're a disgrace. It took the chocolate podcast to do what we've wanted to do for a long time.
You know what?
And he's excommunicated Finn.
Because we've got a camera, he can't come back in. That's my favourite part. You'll see, if you keep watching the video, he might come knock again in about 5 minutes.
I think he's dead set gone.
To be honest, it's like, I don't know, it's like the blind leading the severely visually impaired, the Violet Crumble Man getting really angry about someone's chocolate choice. If you look through that window there on the right hand side, you'll see the idiot.
He's emulated shooting himself.
I respect your answer. It's left field. I'm not sure about the block. I feel like we were asking for bars, but.
Well, I said probably a Bueno.
I'll accept it because I do enjoy the Bueno. And you know what? You got the twin stick, it covers all bases.
The door
Josh, you've been quiet a bit. I know you've just been mulling it over. What do you got for us,
Jamie? I've been quiet because I've just been, my favourite has not been mentioned, I don't think, once this entire episode.
Oh, here we go. It's going to be some weird, bloody off-field chocolate, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually a classic. And in fact, they've actually been dominating the chocolate market, I reckon, over the last year with their varieties they've been able to bring out and incorporate.
Not dairy milk.
It's Kit Kat. Kit Kat for me is the best chocolate.
Stop doing that. You don't have an opinion, but you jump on everyone else's. Crossed horse.
And as Finn walks by giving us the bird. No, I just think Kit Kat, it's a simple chocolate for those that might not be of too many brain cells. Simple to eat. As I said before, it's a clean in your mouth chocolate. You don't have to like viciously flick out nuts or something from your molar or something.
Have they made a standard just flat block of Kit Kat?
Yeah.
It's also, to back his point up here, it's also value for money in terms of wideness of chocolate, considering they're usually on sale for like $1.50.
Your length, your thickness, can we all just settle down?
Length and thickness are both
very important. And comparing back to the discussion about cookies and cream, there were a nice couple of varieties including that one.
Look at Vern. I don't know if we had a definitive way of picking a winner here, but I feel like if two people choose the same chocolate, that must be the winner.
Are you picking Kit Kat?
Kit Kat was mine, but I'm going to go a bit more specific.
What?
Pacific Ocean.
Sugar high.
Yeah, that caffeine drop's kicking. The chunky Kit Kat in the bar. Yes. It's got the three little breakups.
And that's why
breakups.
I said they've been doing...
It's good, bro. That's been around for a good decade now.
See, that's the only Kit Kat that I really don't appreciate. It's too chunky.
Yeah, I was going to say it's too much.
It becomes too hard.
It becomes too much of a challenge. You need to brush your teeth.
It says have a break, have a Kit Kat. Like, if I'm having a chunky, I'm not having a break. Like, it's just really difficult to...
So, but anyway, based on reactions, are we going that, like, I feel like the Kit Kat kind of
won?
Well,
look, if I can't get a Twix, I go for a Kit Kat.
I'm uncomfortable about it, sorry.
Kit Kat doesn't win. Stuffies.
I doubt we were ever going to get a winner out of this, given the height of emotions that's come out in this podcast.
No, but something else. We can't just leave with no winner.
Twix, so that's it.
No, but I feel like Kit Kat just had most
Kit
like
Kat just won.
Shrugs of shoulders, and that means you win.
You
like,
pointed
that's
twice, and that was your most points for the day.
Thank you.
And you pointed a lot.
Start again.
I feel like the Kit Kat. We won't go the chunky, but the Kit Kat as a wide variety, as Josh said, it just. You're right, they've got a good cookies and cream in there. They've got a bit of caramel in some of them. They've got the blocks now as well. You can get the tiramisu Kit Kat block, which is not bad. Definitely give it a crack. Okay. Don't look at me like that. I deserved a point for that one.
Okay. If we think dark chocolate's pretentious, which it is, There's surely chocolate. There needs to be a stage where chocolate makers just stop with the fancy. Just give us what we want. Stop trying to make us buy into tiramisu.
The KISS principle comes into hand when you come with chocolate. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Keep it what we want.
Quickly, if you're on the 360 camera, there's a man through the glass named Vern Yap, and he's one man who I don't think has ever had chocolate in his life. He is currently wearing a tank top. His muscles are bulging. I need to try and get him to come up to the window so we can see what would happen if. When you're not interested in this sort of stuff.
If Vern saw a chocolate bar.
Maybe, Mel, he's had a lot of dark chocolate and that's why he's looking so good.
Then he'd be lying to himself.
Mm. Look, I think if we go through the layers of what we kind of got through there, if we go on the most under the value for money, I think the Chomp had the most reaction, especially in comparison to the Curly Whirly, because let's be honest, we don't want to talk about pissing at chocolate bars on this podcast. It's not what we're about. The most overrated. I'm not sure where we got with that, but I believe Mars, which I'm really not.
I actually don't mind a Mars.
I don't agree with it, but you know, majority does rule in this, and Mel's started pointing like crazy.
She started pointing like crazy,
and I feel like that's our grading system at the moment, which isn't
a
great one.
Mel pointing.
Do we have another category?
I feel like underrated Bueno was pretty well received.
But you then used it as your number one bar. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you did fluctuate
so
too much.
It's clearly not underrated.
You can't have your chocolate bar and eat it too, Mal. Come on.
That's not how
it works.
Well played from you.
Did we have one more in there, or was it just went straight to the top after that?
Just straight to the top. Just a really enlightening discussion about it. And, you know, if you've got any thoughts about your favourite chocolate bar that we haven't mentioned,
you might be able to settle this for us on social media. That might be the decider.
If the Wonka bar is still in circulation, please let us know. We'll buy them by the dozen.
I look for it when I've been in New York, when I've been in LA, when I've been in France. I've been around the world.
Searching for the chocolate bar, not for a holiday.
And it's not for the holiday. Whenever I've been there, I've always gone to look for it, and it's never there. The Wonka shop at Disneyland.
That's a shame. Yeah, you're right. I couldn't find it. No, you're right.
It's not there.
It was not there.
All right. I know it goes away from our sport theme that we will be returning to for those who aren't interested in chocolate, but we will send out a few emails to
like
some people, the big wigs down at Wonka.
If you don't like chocolate, by the way,
we don't want you listening.
Get stuff.
Yeah. Click that unfollow button now.
Anyway, let's get some thoughts on social because I reckon that's going to be the time. 100%.
Right, 100%.
I'm going to give $1.01 odds that the social media crowd do go at Finn for the Violet Crumble suggestion because that was just...
If you do spot him out walking in the street, stay away.
Or throw a Violet Crumble at him. Yeah. It's better than eating it.
From a person whose team is irrelevant, it's pretty fitting he picked the most irrelevant chocolate as well, isn't it?
I also just want to gauge social media opinion on the white chocolate thing because I'm still on the fact that I won't trust anyone or date anyone that likes white chocolate, so I'd like to see if people agree.
You can't use social media platforms as a
Mel's had a relationship that went sour. It was just the guy really liked white chocolate.
I want to do I'll be the bachelorette of chocolate choices.
Yeah. The BOP bachelorette chocolate edition.
Bachelor's already
Thank
taken,
you.
Actually.
Oh, jeepers. We will retweet David absolutely plugging himself on a separate social media account for a popular radio station. Yeah, all right. Bragging before about how many social medias you control. I know that the Triple M Hot Breakfast is one of them.
No, it's not, actually.
Anyway, moving on.
Probably one last thing quickly is what do we think of Lou's Twix input?
Yeah, correct.
100%. I think Alex took it too far. It's not everything you're looking for in a chocolate bar. You wouldn't go in and say, this is the complete chocolate bar, unless you're an idiot.
I'm also correct.
Caramel hair for about... We can't trust you.
Yes.
Let's not take our style into this.
I got called fat three times in this conversation.
Caramel hair. That was from a man who likes a Violet Crumble, so clearly his input is invalid.
I got called pretentious.
It was a valid point.
I am pretentious.
I don't know what to go with that. I think Lou did well. I think we should probably follow up if Lou does get home from Aubrey, all right? Yep. And if he did, go pick up his almighty Twix.
Silly season for a bit of paper. We don't do it often. We'll wrap it up. Go home. Run a cold shower if that's how you're feeling at the moment, or hug your parents. I don't know. This brought out a lot of emotions, but we hope you've enjoyed it, and let us know your thoughts as always.
We'll be back with sport next week. Yes.
What's our Twitter handle?
@BOPaperPodcast.
That's the one. So
Facebook's just...
Better on
you'll
paper.
You'll find it Straight on Better up. On Paper.
Let us know what you think of the 360 video as well. We'll try and incorporate a little bit more interactive sort of means, I reckon.
I can promise that. Pretty difficult to tee up this
one. All right, guys. That'll be you to me making false promises, right. David.
Thanks, guys. No worries. Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba, dee, doo.